Hello everyone. I'm making a quick video response to Truth and Oblivion's video titled MRA Mission, I believe is what the title is. It's in the description box either way. But excuse me. I wanted to respond to certain points, and I don't have anything against this woman. I barely know her. I've never had any contact with her in YouTube or anything like that. And from what I've been told, I haven't seen her other uploads yet. But I've been told by a good amount of people that she's made some very clear anti-feminist, videos and stuff like that. And so who knows? In this portion of her video where I'm going to talk about where I disagree with her, she may have had just a momentary lapse in judgment. I don't know. I don't know anything about this girl, and if you'll notice, I'm not going to bash her or say anything negative about her even once throughout this entire video. This isn't about bashing people. This is about talking about the points that she made in her video. So in the video, she talks about how essentially the men's rights movement has an image problem. I talked about this before, the perpetual PR campaign that men's rights seems to be kind of always under. Image problem, how we have an image problem of being women haters. And at one point she refers to the women haters quote in the men's movement as just a bunch being just a bunch of thugs that need to be shunned and I guess marginalized out of the men's movement if we were ever to push into the mainstream or whatever. So with that said, a lot of times this talk of inclusivity definitely worries me, and it's because of the fact that you can never tell just what kind of inclusivity we're talking about here. I'd really appreciate some clarification on this. When we talk about inclusivity, what type of inclusivity are we talking about? I mean, our men's rights activists, she talks about a lot about having to make the LGBT community more welcome within the men's movement. And how, we can't, there's a portion of people in the men's movement that think that women shouldn't be in the men's movement. This isn't my position at all. I've said numerous times that I have no problem with women in the men's movement at all. And I think Girl Rights What in particular represents something extremely paradoxical to the feminists. They can't shame her. They can't write her off as a woman hater. And specifically, one of the things that I like about Girl Rights What, or I respect tremendously about Girl Rights What, is the fact that she didn't come onto the YouTube men's rights community or whatever talking about, oh, you have to make me feel included because I'm a female. She didn't do any of that. What she did, she made her videos. She made extremely logical counterarguments to feminism. She didn't say anything about being a woman. She just put them out there. She put the content out there, and people respected the content. Her arguments were solid, right? So people saw that, and they subscribed because of that. Now, I'm sure there are people, Girl Rights What has talked about how a woman has an easier time making anti-feminist statements, and I'm sure there are many people that subscribe to her because of that, but bottom line is Girl Rights What's arguments are extremely solid. And that's, I think, the core of why she gets people subscribing to her channel and why she's had so much success. But bottom line is that in the end, her arguments stand on their own. And so people are forced to include her, right? And this is the advice I give to anybody feeling that as though they're not included in the men's movement, or their worldview, or their type of ideology or belief systems are not included in the men's movement. Make your own space where it is included. This is what I did. I mean, when I first came into the men's movement, I would go on these websites and stuff, and a lot of them would express really valid points about feminism, really expertly dissecting feminism and what it really was all about. Right. And so I would see this and I was like, yeah, these guys have some valid arguments and points. And then some of these websites would go off on some tangent about how it's the Jews and And they would express a lot of racist sentiments about, black and Hispanic people or whatever. And I didn't stamp my feet and, throw a tantrum about, oh my God, look at what these guys are talking about. It's all racist. It's all this. It's all that. I didn't make any demands because first off, I could care less if somebody has racist sentiments, and even if they have racist sentiments, that doesn't detract from what they say in terms of anti-feminist arguments that they make. I don't want a movement where we say, oh my God, look at the racists, even though he's saying something that's factually correct in terms of feminism, we should marginalize this guy from the movement. I would rather have a men's movement where the only thing that is taken into consideration, despite someone's racist sentiments or whatever other taboo sentiments that we have affixed here to the men's movement, I want the only thing to be taken into consideration is whether or not what he is saying about feminism is logically correct, is logically debunking feminism, right? So people need to make their own space. When I came into the men's movement, I would see these people expressing these kind of sentiments. I'm not going to name names about which blog or whatever did this because let's face it was what like 5 years ago. And I'm sure if you look around, you'll still find people expressing this kind of, oh, let's kind of turn the men's movement into this quasi-racist, I guess, keep America pure bullshit, right? Doesn't bother me one bit because what I did when I saw that kind of rhetoric is not try to force or guilt the rest of the men's movement that isn't expressing these sentiments to go and punish them, like a crybaby or whatever. I just said to myself, okay, if that's what they want to express on this on their channel, I'm gonna make my own space, right? Where white men, black men, Asian men, whatever it is you are, you're welcome to essentially critique feminism here. And critique traditionalism here and all these kind of gender roles and all that kind of stuff and to learn about hypergamy. So I focused on making my arguments as solid as they can possibly be so that people A would see, first off, it's not just, this uniform mass of white guys making these arguments. I wanted to show people that, it's not just white guys saying this, and it's fine with, I'm completely fine with white guys critiquing feminism. I have no problem with that. But here is, some kid from the Bronx, Hispanic, saying these same things, right? And I didn't ask to be treated differently. I didn't ask to be, oh my God, you have to make it easier for Hispanic men to relate to the men's movement. I made my own spot. I started from 0 subscribers, right? And what are we coming up on 8,000 now? Because I sat there and I said, I'm going to focus on my message. I'm going to make sure that what I say electrifies people, electrifies the hearts of men, so that they can say, you know what, I'm sick of it too. And they can say, well, I don't care what this guy's nationality is or whatever. I like this message, right? That's what's important. That's what the men's movement has to be. That's what the men's movement has to be. Not some, oh my God, he said something homophobic or, No, that's bullshit. And for the record, I could care less who you're sleeping with, if you're gay, whatever, that's your business. I don't care. I just don't care who you're sleeping with. And I'm not, I just don't, I really have absolutely no interest in that. If you're critiquing feminism effectively, that's the only criteria that Barbarossa has for whether or not you should be, I guess, part of the men's movement. I don't even like saying it like that because I don't like defining who is and isn't. Let's just have what is out there out there. And people can make their own decisions. It's just, inclusivity, let's just put it this way. Are people in the, because one of the points that Willy Bumblebee made was that we should be more inclusive, right, of the LGBT community, transgender community, so on and so forth. Again, I don't have any problem with somebody who's gay or whatever being in the men's movement, but ask yourself this. Are these people in the LGBT movement or the transgender movement, are they going to their spaces, right? Are they going to their spaces and saying, well, we should be more inclusive of the MRAs or the men going their own way or what have you? Are they saying that to them? No, they'd be laughed out of their spaces because their spaces understand something that apparently the men's rights movement can't grasp or wrap its head around, is that their space exists to further their interests. And our space exists to further the interests of men. That's something that apparently men can't get because we're so obsessed with, you know, oh, let's not talk about hypergamy. You know, let's not even say that we're anti-feminist now. Let's say we're non-feminist now. Or, you know, I've seen this on Reddit. On men's rights Reddit, it's getting taboo to even criticize feminism anymore. You know, it's like, it's just the concern trolling is just getting out of control, man. It is getting out of control. There is a politically correct bent or just a palpable aura of PC just seeping into the men's movement. And I know a lot of you feel it, right? And it's just like, it's to the point now where everybody in the men's movement has at some point said something probably that they shouldn't have said, right? So, but now we have these police, you know, that go around scurrying around just kind of, oh, ooh, Barbarossa said this, you know, it's just kind of, it's just fucking lame, man. It needs to stop, man. It needs to stop. Let the men's rights movement be what it should be, a movement interested in furthering the rights of men and kind of educating men on what misandry is. And another point that I disagree with is that it's kind of like this push for egalitarianism. Now, let me clarify. Of course, the ultimate goal of any human rights movement, and that's what the men's rights movement is. And all this I'm saying, you know, as a man going his own way. I'm not officially an MRA, and I've clarified that certain times in previous videos. But, you know, I do give advice. And my upcoming videos, which are going to be rather lengthy, and, you know, I have a couple new ideas brewing. But I do clarify that I'm not a men's rights activist, but I am a man going his own way who sometimes sees fit to dole out advice, right? Just like Willy Bumblebee is, and you decide which advice is more pertinent and effective. I do dole out advice, and a statement of advice that I would give is that before we start talking about egalitarianism, even though I believe that any human rights movement is going to have to focus on some kind of egalitarian end, meaning in this case, in the case of the men's movement, we want complete 100% equality under the law between men and women, meaning nobody gets treated differently. Right. And unless it's something completely, for example, I understand the need for not having unisex bathrooms. It'd be a complete nightmare to have unisex bathrooms where men and women, imagine just the massive amounts of false rape accusations that would come out of that. It's not practical. It's not something that's, you know, makes sense. Just have the separate bathrooms already. But for the most part, you know, as thoroughly as possible, we want complete and equal treatment under the law for both men and women, as though you cannot differentiate between the two. We don't even want the law to specify a difference between the two. Just person A committed crime A, person A should go to jail for X amount of years, period. Not person A has a vagina, person A has a penis, so we should differentiate between the two. That kind of a thing. Complete and utter irrelevancy towards gender under the law. So yes, of course, the men's rights movement has an egalitarian-ish goal, right? It has a desire to see people treated fairly and equally regardless of their gender, which I'm sure will ultimately connect to regardless of treating people equally regardless of whatever differentiating characteristic they have. But before we go, you know, adopting the egalitarian label, let's put things in perspective here. The men's rights activists haven't changed a single major law. They haven't introduced a single major legislation to give redress to the millions of men that are victims of misandry. And for example, in the divorce courts, the primary aggressor laws, all these kind of things. We haven't even got the first major legislation changed. We haven't actually gotten anything for men yet. So before we start talking about, well, maybe we should call it humanitarianism or egalitarianism or whatever. No, no, no. There is a very, 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 very long road ahead before we start talking about egalitarianism. Right now, it should be men's rights or men going their own way or whatever. It should be about men for a change and for a long, long time until the issues are solved, until the issues for men are solved, right? I have no problem with equality under the law for everyone. But when our society refuses to take into account men's issues, we need to focus on men. And that's how it should be for the very, very, very foreseeable and even long-term future. I don't want to hear about egalitarianism. I'm sorry. I think that's a bad idea. And that's really all I got to say for now. And please stay tuned for my upcoming videos, which will be rather lengthy. Unfortunately, I'm trying to wrap my brain around certain concepts and stuff like that. So, you know, again, in conclusion, I don't have anything against this Willy Bumblebee character. I don't even know her. And this is an attack against her, you know. I don't know, you know. These videos have a habit of ginning up controversy and all that, but that isn't my stated goal here. It's just that I just don't want to see this I don't want to see the men's movement become this, you know, everybody's watching out for what they're saying and how they're saying it. And this is something, this goes back to the whole, you know, hypergamy, you know, let's not talk about hypergamy thing. It's just, people are getting sick of hearing what they can and can't talk about in the men's movement. And it's just getting tiring. And honestly, if the men's movement just continues essentially trying to boss people around, and I don't know if this is something coming specifically from the MRAs or what have you, again, man, I wish MRAs all the luck in the world. I want them to win. I want them to win. But the fact is that they haven't changed a single legislation yet as far as, like, you know, real tangible issues. Like, get a primary aggressor law struck down on the federal level. Then people will start following you. But until then, you know, you just don't have the right to go around telling people what they can and can't say. Because when MRAs start actually changing the laws, people will point to them and say, look, these guys actually changed something significant, right? And then you'll earn people's respect. Until then, you know, how do we know what really works? How do we know it's even possible to exact significant legal change, especially within this political system that is corrupt, in my opinion, to the core? We just don't know. I'm not saying it can't be done. I'm saying I'm skeptical. And again, I want the MRAs to do this. I want the MRAs to win. But they just need to stop the MRAs doing this, because all MRAs don't do this. They just need to stop looking at everybody else and saying, well, you know, what have you done? Well, what have you done? You know, I mean, look, we'll see in the end what was effective and what wasn't. And in the meantime, let's just kind of do our own things, you know, and just stop telling each other what the other person can say, what the other person can't say. Let's see how it all works out. That's all I got to say for now. Thanks for listening.